Henry was eventually breaking them to run.
Did they ever call them broom tails, or is that something different?
Yeah, when Henry was mad at him, he'd call him broom tail.
Why would they call them broom tails?
Because the tails, I guess, look like brooms. I don't know what else.
Oh, could you tell me some the types of animals, just all the types of animals you can think of that are wild around here, either in the on the prairie or in the mountains or in the desert, just any of those things?
Well, we have the deer and the antelope, we have the prairie dog, we have the badger, we have the weasel. We have the bobcat, we have the bears, we have the elk, and the moose, and the skunks, and the rabbits. What else do you want?
You mentioned prairie dogs. About how big is a prairie dog?
It probably weighs a couple pounds. About so long. What would you call that? About a foot?
Uh-huh. And do they live together in a community?
Yeah, when they stand up, they're probably about a foot high.
I see. Now, is that different than a gopher?
Yeah, a gopher's quite a bit smaller.
Is the same coloration, though?
No, a gopher is striped. Uh-huh. About that long and long tail.
About 6 inches and long.
Yeah.
Tail. Are there any other animals that you know might see climbing trees or around rocks?
Well, there's squirrels, gray squirrels, there's chipmunks, there's little tiny people. There's rock chucks. Rock chucks, I suppose, live in a community like the prairie dog.
Would they call that a town?
Yeah, dog town. We call it dog town here.
Uh-huh. You mentioned rock chucks. Are there other types of chucks?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a woodchuck?
Well, rock chuck's the only ones I've ever seen. Woodchucks are no doubt a mountain animal.
Now, a rock chuck, what color are they?
They're a deep red. Uh-huh. They have a bushy tail.
About how long are they?
Oh, probably foot 14 inches, maybe.
Are they as big as a badger?
No, I forgot to mention badger, but the rock chuck's nowhere near as big as a badger.
I see. Have you ever heard the term popgut? Not at all, okay. Well, you did a good job on all those animals.
I forgot the badger and the porcupine and the raccoon.
Now, would you, you mentioned skunk, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use a different name for skunk?
No.
Never call it a polecat?
Oh, he may have been referred to as a polecat, but mostly we just said, there's a skunk.
I see. That's great. What about desert animals? Or do you have anything that crawls around, little short things crawl around, it's on their stomachs? You mentioned snakes.
Well, there's rattlesnakes and bull snakes and water snakes. And whatever.
Have you ever heard of a thing called a buffalo snake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any lizards?
Yeah, but mostly the type of lizard we have is what you'd find in a wet basement or nasty old reservoir or something.
Now, do they have a name for that?
We always just called them lizard.
Is that like a salamander, maybe?
Well, it might be, but I don't think so.
But they like it wet?
Yeah.
I see, and they're, what, maybe a foot long, maybe a little shorter?
Yeah, most of these around here would be 6 or 8 inches, not even that long, I don't think.
I see, okay. And now, about some insects, stinging and non-stinging.
Well, we have bees and we have wasps.